University Broadcast Studio.
It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. And I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. The truth is, and New Yorkers and all Americans deserve the blunt truth, it's only getting worse. And in fact, April and May are going to be a lot worse. Right now, we are a third of the cases in the country. That's going to get worse. We're about two-thirds or more of the cases in New York State. That's going to get worse. But, Chuck, the President of the United States is from New York City, and he will not lift a finger to help his hometown. And I don't get it. I don't get it. Right now, I have asked repeatedly for the military to be mobilized, for the Defense Production Act to be used to its fullest, to get us things like ventilators so people who can live who would die otherwise. Chuck, I can't be blunt enough. If the president doesn't act, people will die who could have lived otherwise.
What is it that you want? Citizens,
folks who are members
We're
of families.
We're going to die. That's, look, this is the mayor of the largest city in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. And the guy he's panicked. He suffered a panic attack on national television. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I'm Todd Starnes, your friendly neighborhood host. We are broadcasting from our coronavirus-free bunker here in New York City, Brooklyn, New York, to be exact. And folks, it's getting a little weird out there. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was wandering around. People were standing in line waiting to get into the Trader Joe's. And I was trying to, it felt like the Hunger Games. And I'm not quite sure which district I'm in. It's a little weird out there. I will say this before I get back to de Blasio. I've been telling you about the lines that have been circling the block, people trying to get into the Trader Joe's so they can get their, their organic wheat bread and their avocados for the avocado toast. And a few blocks away, there is, what we call it the Stop and Shop. It's basically the New York version of Kroger. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to try. I'll go over there and see how things are there. I didn't want to stand in line for an hour to get organic produce. So something very interesting, an observation here, Avery and call screener Avery and Caleb, the board op. I walked into the Stop and Shop, which is like the regular people's grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was there.
What?
Walk in, there were rows and rows of fresh bread, like real people bread.
Really?
Like Wonder Bread. And there was like, there was chicken.
Like bread with no raisins in it as well?
There was no raisin bread.
Yay.
There were pickles. And yes, there were even avocados. And there were no lines.
So there was a grocery store filled with groceries?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's true.
Was there toilet paper?
That was my next question.
Rows of toilet paper.
Oh.
I have never, I wept. I stood there in the paper products aisle, and I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Just down on your knees.
I think that's the land that the Israelites were promised in Egypt.
I felt like Moses. You know, we had finally reached the promised land.
Flowing with bread
the promised aisle.
Flowing with bread and toilet paper.
Not in that order, but yes, I get what you're saying. It was a beautiful thing. So so I, you know, I was going through and getting my provisions. And here's the problem: you don't want to stock up on stuff because this thing could be over in a couple of weeks, or it may not be. But the problem is everybody else is out there hoarding. So you want to make sure that you've got enough stuff just in case, you know, the apocalypse does come, you know, to the neighborhood.
There's a website out there where you can calculate how long your toilet paper supply will last you. And I think we did a check. I think we've got about 40 days on what we've got, so we're good.
That was good enough for Noah. It's good enough for America. We have a crazy video on ToddStarnes.com. Speaking of hoarders, and I think this is the bigger problem. You people out there, and you know who you are, you got to take a chill pill. You've got to borrow a Xanax from the mayor of New York City. But there was a couple in Louisville, Kentucky at the Kroger, and they tried to buy, what was it? How many cases? Like it was like 500 some odd cans of Mountain Dew. And I'm surprised they had any teeth left in there. I mean, because, you know, the Mountain Dew, it's all sugar. So anyway, the manager of the Kroger there in Louisville, Kentucky, said, "Well, I'm sorry, sir, but you know we have to. You can't buy 25 cases or whatever of Mountain Dew. You've got to save some for other people." And I want to play. This is the audio of what happened.
Can I get three? And then we can walk back out and get some. That's what you know. Straight up lie. What a liar!
He's supposed to lose his mind over
such
some.
A liar.
Over some Mountain Dew.
Over some Mountain Dew. I'm telling you, you're such a liar. You just told me just now that I could go outside and come back in and get the drink. That's what you just said. But that's what you just told me. You just told me. Wow. You are so rude. No, just. You are so rude. I don't even say you have a job.
Wait a minute, because I didn't pay for all this. Wait a minute.
Oh, got to pay for it. Yeah, they'll get you for shoplifting. Unless you live in San Francisco, then they'll let you out. Jeez, Aloo. So it goes on and on and on. We've got the video at ToddStars.com. Guys, have you seen the video?
I have seen the video. And for those of you at home listening who have not seen the video, this couple looks exactly like what you'd expect them to look like.
Yeah.
This is the kind of couple, when you think about the person, you think about the kinds of people who would be hoarding 25 cases of Mountain Dew. Those are the kinds of people.
Yeah.
Down to the, I would say, what were those? 7X sweatpants?
Oh, gosh.
It was the hairdo that got me on the guy. That was what did it for me.
I was trying to understand that hairdo. It was sort of like, it was like a ponytail, kind of like a Fu Manchu, kind of like
it's like a combo. I'm sure there's a name for it, but it's like a combination between a mohawk and a mullet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Not a good look for the guy. I'm just going to say.
See, but why Mountain Dew? Why would you hoard Mountain Dew?
It why not Mountain Dew?
I hate Mountain Dew.
What is wrong with you?
I hate Mountain Dew.
It's delicious. Listen, not as good as Dr. Pepper, but Mountain Dew is delicious.
The reason I hate Mountain Dew, well, I don't hate it like where I'm not going to drink it. I will drink it once in a blue moon, but this was my own choice, and I will own up to this. I drank a whole 2 liter of Mountain Dew one time, and that was not fun. I did not feel good for the next day or so.
So, I bet that's a lot of sugar in this.
So, yeah, I'm never doing that again. And, yes, that's what Mountain Dew is. It's straight-up sugar. So that's why I don't like it.
Got to do the do. My recommendation to the couple, I would just, again, we don't judge, just making observations, casual observations. Might want to switch to the diet Mountain Dew. And might want to go caffeine-free, too. He's a little wound up there.
He's just wanting his due, man.
By the way, great sportsmanship by that woman, by the way.
Oh, yeah, well, yes.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I am curious, though, guys. I mean, what are some of the things that people are hoarding? I mean, you've been to the market. Have you seen people, you know, filling up their baskets with any certain products? 844-747-8868. Give us a call. That's 844-747-8868. I will say this. The lady at the Kroger, the management, the staff there, they deserve a round of applause. They had the patience of Job. And I have to imagine that a lot of the cash register folks, the checkout clerks across the country are having to deal with some of these kinds of yahoos. I mean, a lot of people are starting to get a little impatient out there. So all that to say, don't get impatient. Just be nice to these people. They got a job to do, and they're doing it to the best of their ability. And stop hoarding the Mountain Dew. Now, if that had been yoo-hoo, we would have had a throwdown. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I just got a text message from Joseph, our graphics guy, working here in the bunker. He apparently is a big fan of Mountain Dew, and he sent me a photograph of his Mountain Dew stash. He says, please don't judge him.
How much is it?
Well, it's not 28 cases. I mean, for crying out loud, if you're drinking 28 cases of Mountain Dew, you've got bigger problems than the coronavirus.
Now, do you prefer Mountain Dew in the bottle or in the can? Because I like the can.
Yeah, I'm a bottle guy. I haven't had, you look, after I had heart surgery, what was it, like 10 years ago, I had a Mountain Dew. I got a brand new mechanical heart valve, aortic heart valve, and I had a Mountain Dew, and I could actually physically feel my heart valve doing extra rotations. So I that was the last day that I had a Mountain Dew. I'm just telling you. Hey, look, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today as we maneuver through week two of sheltering in place and practicing the social distancing and all that kind of whatnot. People have been having to change their routines, and you've been having to do things that you probably normally wouldn't do. There's a great story up on the website, toddstarnes.com, about a neighborhood in Ohio where all the boys and girls get out onto their driveways, and every day at 9 o'clock, the boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I think we have some audio. Let's play that, please. Do we have that audio? It's a beautiful scene, and I would encourage you to go to the website and just take a look at this, because it's a reminder that, you know what, America is a great nation. America is a strong nation, and we are strong because we're one nation under God. But again, things are being disrupted. Our daily routines have been disrupted, even on Sundays. And yesterday, someone sent me some video of a beautiful church service in West Memphis, Arkansas, right across the Mississippi River. A lot of you folks listening to us on KWAM right now. Pastor Josh Hall from the First Baptist Church there, they came up with a creative way to have church. Pastor, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I want you to tell our listeners what you guys decided to do, because you couldn't get everybody into the sanctuary because of the virus situation. So tell everybody what you guys did.
Yes. Last Monday, when we came into the church office, we came into really a different world as we began to prepare for how our next worship services would be. I'm sitting here right now with our music pastor, Brother Johnny Coggin, and the governor of Arkansas came on Facebook, on YouTube, and had really recommended that we limit our gatherings to the amount of 50. And so we began to hit that hard. How are we going to adjust to do this? We still want to be together as much as we possibly can. And so we thought we had an idea that we were really working with. We're so excited. And then that afternoon, we listened online as President Trump asked us to make that number really under 10. And so, you know, we just began to pray. I was really discouraged and just trying to figure out what we should do. And I went home and, again, just really discouraged. And my wife, Sarah Hall, was talking to me. And she said, Josh, what about drive-in church? And, you know, my heart just was uplifted. I became very excited. I don't think I slept much that night and just was coming up with ideas. And the next day, we had a pretty good plan in place. And so we were able to still be with one another, even though we weren't with one another. So it was really cool.
So how did that work out? So you had the big church parking lot. Did you have a good crowd show up?
And we had a great crowd. You know, we set up a FM transmitter, and actually, Brother Johnny, you can probably tell how the sound worked and how we transmitted that to the parking lot.
Well, we had a small mixer in our fellowship hall. We had to keep all the equipment inside because of the threat of rain. Josh was the only one that went out in his rain gear and his wireless mic, but we were able to broadcast over an FM frequency, and people sat in their cars and tuned into the proper frequency, and they were able to hear all over the parking lot.
Yeah, it was super cool. I mean, we had a much larger crowd than we anticipated. We had gone out earlier and planned where people would park, or, you know, smaller vehicles up front, middle-sized vehicles in the middle, and, you know, all that pretty much went out the window when about 10 a.m. we had a whole lot more people than we anticipated.
That is terrific. I understand now you guys had some rules. You got to implement rules. And, you know, I'm a Southern Baptist, so I know we can kind of be unruly in the pews. You said don't ask. The ladies were asked not to leave Afghans overnight to reserve a parking space.
That's... I think our music minister had found something funny online and it posted on there. I thought that was pretty funny.
Did they blow the horn instead of saying amen? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, we established that right off the front. You know, we said, hey, listen, instead of saying amen, you could honk the horns. And, you know, they were honking those horns. And I had to remind them, you know, some of you are a little trigger happy on those horns right now. If you haven't been amen in this whole time, you know.
My favorite was, we asked that you not start your engine and leave during the invitation.
that was pretty funny. And I called him out too. I said, you know, I'm going to stand up here in the rain and preach. And so if you leave early, I'm going to call you out. I will call out license
Just write
plate
down
number.
The license plate number. It's
just write down the license plate. Everybody look, you know, blue sedan is leaving right now. They're in the middle of 0.5.
What a terrific idea. And well, guys, this has been a lot of fun. And folks, we've got a link to the church's Facebook page on toddstearns.com, and you can see some of the great stuff you're going to do. Are you guys going to do this, keep doing this again?
That is our plan. As long as we can joyfully comply with our government and those who God has put over us, we want to keep ministering and meeting like this as much as possible.
I like it. And I have to imagine you're still able to pass the offering plate, too. You know, that's...
you know, we encourage people to give online. We have that availability. But also, we had ushers out there with 5-gallon buckets, you know, holding it out at a distance and just making sure that we can be safe and honor our leaders and all those God's put in authority over us.
What a terrific thing you guys are doing. And I know this is a national radio show, guys, but we are moving our show to Memphis, Tennessee. We just bought KWAM, and we're going to be, you know, overhauling, doing a lot of stuff that's going to be a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to maybe having you guys in studio one of these days.
Hey, well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Mid-South. We can't wait to have you here.
It's going to be great to get back home. All right, Pastor Josh Hall, ladies and gentlemen, and Johnny Coggin, who is the worship pastor there at the First Baptist Church in West Memphis, Arkansas, held drive-in church. And I'm wondering if you have seen something clever like that. Maybe your congregation is doing something very similar. We'd love to hear from you. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. When we come back, we're going to get into it with politics. There's a lot going up on Capitol Hill right now. And folks, I'm telling you, the Democrats, what they are doing to this country right now, it is downright despicable. Just downright despicable. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, adding what can only be described as a leftist wish list onto the coronavirus bill. Instead of offering up a clean bill to take care of hardworking American citizens and small business owners, the Democrats are playing politics. And as a result, a lot of you folks out there are going to suffer. We're going to be taking your calls on this. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let me explain what's going on here up on Capitol Hill real quick. So the Senate has been working on some sort of a deal that would provide relief for you and for these small businesses. So if you've got a small business, Congress taking action to make sure that you've got a few dollars in your pocket while we go through this coronavirus mess. And late last night at the 11th hour, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi stepped in and they loaded up the relief package with a lot of these last minute demands. This is what we call pork, a lot of pork. For example, some of the things, and this is the reporting from Fox News, collective bargaining power for unions was included in the coronavirus. What does that have to do with coronavirus? Increased fuel emission standards for airlines. In other words, this is nothing more than a radical left-wing wish list, and it has nothing to do with the virus. This is according to Senator Tom Cotton and many others. So I want you to understand something, and I know this is a horrible thing to say, but how many times over the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 months, have we expressed concern on this radio program that the Democrats would try to do something to sabotage the economy to take out this president? And it appears to me that's exactly what's happening right now. You ought to be enraged right now, ladies and gentlemen, at what the Democrats are doing. They had a bipartisan agreement, and Democrat leadership stepped in at the last minute and said, no, we will not do this unless we get all of these things on our wish list. And as a result, a lot of people are suffering. Many people listening to this program, you're going to suffer as a result of what these Democrats have done. Do not be mistaken here. The Democrats will tank the economy. They will destroy this economy if it gets them power. I have no doubt about that. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phone lines. Rhode Island, our good friend and lover of cream of celery soup, Carlotta. How's it going today?
Well, I'm as angry as Susan Collins, but you stole my thunder, but I just want to make it very clear that's exactly what they're doing, because that's what I called AV to say. That's exactly what they're doing. If they can make it, take the feather out of President Trump's cap. Look, he didn't have a great economy. He had a lousy economy. So, you know, you can't stress this enough. So I'm glad that you're saying that. That's all.
Carlotta, let me ask you something real quick here, Carlotta. There in Rhode Island, what has been the reaction to the virus? Are you starting to see the long lines at the supermarkets and things of that nature?
No. As I told you last week, we're really pretty much in a bubble here. We have 83 cases in total. And only today the governor closed nail salons and whatever, although I don't know who would be stupid enough to, you know, to go there. So, no, we're sort of behind, you know, thank goodness. But you can't just think of us. You have to think of places like New York City.
It's funny, I would say it's crazy around here. I think it's just the mindset. You know, people aren't running through the streets, but honestly, I think the elected leaders are more freaked out than the general population here, Carlotta.
I don't know if they're freaked out or if they have an agenda.
Oh, I think
their agenda is what's freaking them out. The agenda is what's freaking them out.
You know, Carlotta, I thought about this yesterday. You know, a lot of people watching the news, there's really not much else to do except watch the news. And I could feel my own stress level rising with every newscast. But then the president comes on. You know, they have these daily coronavirus, press conferences. And I got to tell you, it was like a stress release valve. Just hearing this president, he's in control. He's not taking crap from the reporters in the White House press briefing room. And he's telling us like it is and what it is. And I appreciate about that, the president.
Well, I would have loved to hear him say, when he said to that reporter, do you know what I think? I think you're a jackass. But that's a bridge too far. But he's going to get there. And there's going to be, you know, a jackass, what do you say, an induction club or something. And that's it. You'll just have to say one word. Okay, you're in the jackass club. Because their questions are so inane.
Indeed. Carlotta, I love it. Thank you for calling in, and thanks for listening to this show. We sure do appreciate that. Let's go to Osage Beach. Cheryl is on the line. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
Yes, good morning. I wanted to let you know that I've listened to your minutes on on the radio station I listened to, but this is the first time I've actually got onto your live show during the day. So it's fascinating. I guess my thought process is I'm concerned is not the word. I'm saddened, I guess, by what's going on in the country, because there's no reason for it to be happening. They're all talking about some kind of vaccine and different stuff. And a lot of people I know would probably say, okay, you're the nutcase, and that's fine because I know it works. But I read an article just last week that said the coronavirus is pH sensitive. So if you're familiar with the acid-alkaline balance that our body maintains, I have been, for the past couple of years, trying to make my body more alkaline, because we all eat foods that make our body acid, and that is negative to our system. And so I've done that. But the main thing is for probably 25 years now, I have been using colloidal silver, which is antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial. And I know the pharmaceuticals say, oh, no, that doesn't work. Well, that's because they can't make any money at it. They can't patent it. They can't make any money at it. But I have, by selling it, I have been using it for 25 years. I know it works. I don't get sick. And what I just found out last week that I didn't know before was that it's alkaline. So that's why it works. Viruses, germs cannot live in an alkaline body.
Well, I got to tell you,
this doesn't need to be happening.
Well, no, and look, I don't know about the I'm not a medical expert, so that's beyond my scope of knowledge. But what I do know is this: that we are relying too much on foreign countries for necessities, things like pharmaceuticals. Those need to be made here in the United States of America, not China. We've got to start taking care of our own. And the president's gotten a lot of blowback over the past, 3 years of his presidency for saying we need to put America first. Well, you know what? A lot of these folks out there are screaming and hollering about not having the medicines they need and the things they need. The reason why, it's because they're being made somewhere else. And that's why the president wants to bring everything back to America. So I know that's Cheryl, I appreciate the telephone call, and thank you for that. And folks, you can Google and research what Cheryl was saying. But again, I'm not a doctor. What can I do have a little antacid problem. I usually take, a Pepcid or something. I don't know. All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. My question to you, what are you doing? How are you passing the time? Are you doing the puzzles? Are you doing the board games? Just got a message from Susan, who's listening to us out in Alliance, Nebraska. And she says, Todd, she's cruising. And I would say that she's Susan is... I would say probably in her 40s, maybe 40s, 50s. She goes, Todd, we grew up cruising the red bricks of Box Butte Avenue in Alliance, Nebraska. It started in the 1940s, a beloved hometown tradition for our teens. And it looks like a lot of people have decided to go ahead and start cruising again. So they're getting in the cars and driving around town. I'm curious what you guys are doing. A lot of people going back to the drive-in movie theaters now. That's another big thing. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Tell you, I am a little surprised that there has not been as much unrest. There hasn't been a lot of looting out there, which, knock on the news desk, that doesn't happen. But, in these times, people sort of lose their minds and they go crazy. We have a great video up on the website, toddstarnes.com. There was some looting at a Walgreens in San Francisco, and we can't play the video. It's a little profane, a little bit of profanity in here, but you got to go watch this video because I've never seen such leisurely looting before. It's, you know, they just literally, they waltz into the store with these huge bags and they just start loading stuff into and it just piles and piles of stuff and nobody stops them.
It looked like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. They didn't even run out the door. They just sort of like casually walked out.
No, and because you're not allowed to, you know, San Francisco has a no arrest policy on stuff like this. And we have something very similar here in New York City that we've just passed. So basically, for example, if you rob somebody, unless the victim is bleeding profusely, you're not going to go to jail. They're just going to, you know, they'll slap you with a summons and they'll let you go.
That's terrible.
I feel bad for the Walgreens.
Yeah, because it didn't look like it was several hundred dollars worth of money, but still, that's money lost for that company.
I can assure you, had Uncle Jerry Starnes from Coldwater, Mississippi, been there at the Walgreens, I think it would have been a very different outcome. They don't play that kind of game in Mississippi. I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Honored to have a very special guest with us, making his inaugural debut with us from the Memphis Police Department. Michael Williams has a terrific weekend show on KWAM. Michael, honored to have you with us today.
I'm good. How about you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. So I am curious, from a police perspective, how are things going? Are you surprised that everybody's pretty much been behaving themselves by and large?
Well, that's a good thing. Here in Memphis, which has been deemed the third most violent city in the nation per capita, things have been pretty smooth so far. Crime has not stopped, but it has not escalated, and it has kind of tapered off a little bit. But that's because most people are being restricted to their homes. The mayor just issued a safer at home executive order today, as a matter of fact, and the streets are not as populated as they have been in the past. So therefore, targets of opportunity are not there. Individuals are home, so a lot of the burglaries cannot occur. So, you know, in a way, maybe it's a blessing. I don't know.
What are some things that you recommend that people do, law-abiding folks, around town? What are some things they need to be doing to make sure they're protected and their families are protected?
Well, just make sure that the doors are locked. Make sure all of your valuable items, you're putting them inside as opposed to leaving them outside. I always recommend if you're going to get your gas, get it in the daytime. If you're going to go to the ATM, go in the daytime. Do everything in the daytime. That's when most of the robberies and different things like that are not as prevalent. Therefore, you're not caught off guard when you're at the pumps in the middle of the night or at the ATM in the middle of the night and different things like that. Make sure that your alarm, when I'm at home, I have my alarm system on so that it alerts me if anybody tries to intrude upon my property or something to that effect. So, prior planning prevents piss poor performance. It's what I always say as an ex-military guy. And, a lot of the things we take for granted most often, you can't do that anymore. You have to be vigilant and pay attention to your surroundings. I tell most women, if you're going to go out shopping, go in pairs. Make sure you park in lighted areas. Try to park as close to the door as possible. Those things that were in the past when we just kind of lackadaisically walked around because everything was all gravy and good. You can't do that anymore. You just got to make sure that you pay attention to what you do. When you leave your home, lock your doors. Some people are used to leaving them open because they felt as though they were in safe areas. No area is safe now because criminals are mobile. So you just got to be really, really careful and think out what you're doing.
It's good advice. I mean, just make sure that you're not making yourself a victim.
That's correct. That's correct. Because criminals look for targets of opportunity. So you have to make yourself less of a target.
So wait a second, Michael, I want to go back to something you said. So I just bought a radio station and I'm about to move to the third most violent city in America. Is that what you're telling me, Michael?
Yes, you are.
I should have read the fine print on that contract.
But you know what? Even though I say that, Memphis is a beautiful city. It has so much to offer, so many resources. you know, after I traveled all over the world myself, this was the place I decided that I wanted to call home. And, you know, everywhere, you live in New York, and guess what? If you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you can become a victim.
That's true.
So you just, you know, if you take to heed some of those things I just said, you make yourself less of a target. So therefore, you know, I've never been robbed. My house has never been broken into, even though the FBI has deemed per capita Memphis as being one of the most violent cities in the nation.
Well, you know what? I am looking forward to getting back home, though, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to telling folks all over America about the great stories coming out of Memphis, Tennessee as well. Michael, exactly. We're going to have to leave it there. We've got to take a break for the top of the hour news here, but we'd love to get you back on and talk, you know, some of the big crime stories that pop up. We'd love to get your insight.
Anytime.
Michael Williams, ladies and gentlemen, from the Memphis Police Department, has a terrific show on the weekends. I got to tell you, it's a pretty popular show. A lot of people call into that thing. You can listen to the program, by the way. KWAMTheVoice.com is the website. All right, coming up right after the news break, we're going to be checking in with our good friend Steve Dace from The Blaze. He's got a great podcast. He is really worked up over what the Democrats are doing to small businesses and has some grave concerns about the economy at large. And honestly, I think this is the bigger story. And I think that's one of the reasons we saw the president last night sort of walk back these reports coming in from like Andrew Cuomo, who says we may be in lockdown for 9 months. Other people are out there saying this could be a 2 or 3 month ordeal. I don't think the country's going to be able to handle that. And honestly, I'm not sure anybody's going to obey those rules and those regulations. I don't think you can keep the average American in their home for 2 months or 3 months or 4 months at a time. I don't think that's doable. And I suspect you're going to see people pushing back against local and state authorities if that happens. So we're going to be taking your calls on that. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, ToddStearns.com. Folks, we've got the number for Capitol Hill. You got to be calling your lawmakers. We've got to get the stimulus package. We got to do something about this. All right, we'll be right back, folks.